Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Vodka Sofa and Lies. My name is Lisa Hamilton.
And I'm Dan Morrison.
Guys, happy to have you back. Not sure if anyone's still there.
Yeah, it's just us.
It does,
just us in this room alone.
It does feel like we've been doing this for around 18 years, but it's a labor of love.
We're growing weary, I feel.
I'm tired,
yeah,
but I also am committed to talking shit.
That's my whole being. It's not any different day to day, so doing this is just like an outlet for that.
I'd like that on my grave. She was committed to talking shit.
Yeah.
And I think this really proves it.
God, yeah. And this is like recorded in history now. It's almost like a time capsule of how much you have been talking shit your whole life.
I always had a really grand sense of self, but the way you put it just then that we're kind of like etched in history, wow, we really are doing something amazing for the world.
There's some beauty to it. I really feel there's some beauty here.
There's also some beauty to a really lovely picture that popped up on the internet this week.
To say shooketh is an understatement.
So I think we've touched in the past on celebs that make no sense in terms of like friendship or relationship. One that springs to mind is, you know, the Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart. We've spoken about that at length. Playing into that idea, this picture popped up on the internet and it is none other than Taylor Swift and Marilyn Manson.
My God, like never thought I would hear those two names in the same sentence, let alone see that they'll pap together.
And it's just, it's a disturbing image, but also, I don't know, it conjures up a lot of past memories for me. And, you know, the internet has just gone wild. But it does sort of remind me. So you've got Taylor Swift there in her, I guess, post-reputation era garb, which is
very bright.
Very bright.
She's a butterfly girl now.
The Lush bath bomb store has sold out all over her. So, yeah, we've got pinks, we've got blues, we've got the red lippy, we've got that shit-eating grin on her face.
Oh, she's making so much money, of course. She's going to be a shit-eating grin there.
And then we've got Marilyn Manson.
Just the goth kid from high school, really.
Yeah. He's seeing something. I don't know what.
Seeing, like, he's seeing through something the lens.
Behind
like,
those eyes.
Oh, yeah.
It's dark. And he's really committing to the goth thing still, which is great. And I think he's...
he knows his brand.
Yeah. How old is he these days? Is he in his 50s?
I want to say late 40s.
Let me have a look.
Okay, I want you to Google that because I feel like we're just going to run around in circles here guessing an age that we're not even close with.
No. Okay, can you just say how old do you think he is? Like 40s?
I think 47.
50.
Oh, 50. Okay.
Wow, congrats.
Wow. And that old photo that just popped up then that they had of him, he looks very much the same style-wise.
Yeah. So a 50-year-old man with the full emo side sweep fringe still. He's still committing to that.
Yeah. My Chemical Romance, early noughties.
Yeah. So this, for me, this image embodies me in high school thinking that I was like an emo kid, even though...
Was your hair black?
It was black.
Amazing.
But I was at odds because there was this band at school of boys that were like 3 years above us and they were an emo band. And me and my group of girlfriends were truly wet for them. But we also loved musical theatre. So it was really at odds.
Oh, so you're saying like this picture is both sides of you?
Yeah.
Like it's like, oh, this is my love for that emo band, but also... Jazz hands.
So, yeah, this is me on my way to school listening to the full Chicago soundtrack and then, having deep sexual thoughts about, like, The Used and My Chemical Romance and all of that. So, like, it was a really confusing time for me.
I really just want to see a photo of you now with the black hair.
I can dig it up for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
For the people as well.
We'll put that up on the story for this one.
To just give a little bit more sort of visual, I would wear the Dunlop Volleys.
Yeah. Oh, that was a favourite shoe of mine as well. Loved it.
Yeah. But then, like, head to toe black.
Yep. So you're wearing a bright white shoe at the bottom, but just black clothing on top. Okay.
And then, like, weirdly, I went through this phase where, and I think this must be where a lot of my issues come from. Mm-hmm. Wow,
we're going deep. Yeah, shit.
So I used to, I don't think I should say, but I think I've got to now.
Yeah, okay. You've gone down the rabbit hole.
I used to wear the Dunlop Volleys, like a black T-shirt and the side sweep emo. And then I went through this phase where I took my dad's, like, pajama shorts and wore them as, like, shorts.
No.
Yes.
Did your dad have any thoughts on that?
He didn't know. Like, he was out and about. And
out
I just,
and about.
Like, if I was going to catch up with my friends, like, that's what I would wear.
Yeah.
Like, the checkered, like, pajama shorts. Okay. I've only just
did anyone question you about this, or are you just allowed to run around like this?
Well, I think then I went to Kmart or Target and got my own after I realized that, like, yep, this is a look I love.
No.
Yeah. But, like, from the men's section.
Wow.
Oh, God, I've not.
So you had an interesting style back then, I could tell from this.
Yeah, well, like, I don't want to do the whole, like, we didn't have a lot of money, but we didn't have a lot of money. And
Kmart's men's pajama shorts was your style. Okay.
Yeah, but, like, I had enough money to do that, then I could have just gotten something else from Kmart that was probably a bit more appropriate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I went to a private school and I was not a private school kind of kid, you know, like, I'm from the sticks, so there's something fucked up happened there, and I ended up
you're
wearing
the outlier of all them.
Yeah, and I was wearing my dad's shorts, so what of it?
Oh my God. Now I need to see a photo of that as well.
Yeah. I'm actually gonna go book in for another therapy session. Yeah. This is really bringing up some feelings.
I'm just imagining you, like, sitting down in the lounge now wearing, like, a fresh pair of, like, Kmart pajama shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any still?
No.
Okay.
No.
Have you ever, like, walked past that section in Kmart and kind of, like, shivered a bit?
Or been a little bit excited.
Oh, wow, okay.
Remembering the days when.
No,
yeah, I'm going to pick up a pair this weekend. Okay. So I'm going to.
Relive your childhood.
Okay, so Taylor and Marilyn, what do you think's going on here? Like, are they friends or?
She seems happy to be with him, which is the other shocking part. Like, when I first saw, like, the headline that they were seen together, I thought they were maybe just, like, talking at some, like, backstage kind of thing. I thought they were just talking, but they look like they're very much posing together.
Well, she looks ecstatic.
Yeah, she's very excited.
And he looks not, but I don't know if that's just he's hamming
that's
up his personal
mood,
brand.
Think,
yeah. I mean, for me, I didn't like him, and then I think the turning point for a lot of people was when he was in Bowling for Columbine, and he spoke the most sense out of anyone. Do you remember his
Absolutely
inclusion
not. No.
in that? Yeah, they interviewed him, and he was hot after that to me. I was like, wow, he's intelligent. And
did you believe the rumour when you were younger that he had removed a rib to suck his own dick?
Yes, yep. And I believe the killing puppies on stage thing.
Oh, okay.
I believed it all.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of stories that I just ate up when I was a kid.
Yeah. Are we going to get a collab?
I would love to hear that.
Yeah.
I would love to hear, like, some remix of, like, Tainted Love again.
Yeah.
With them both on it and just murder that song.
Who's going to be the lead and who's going to be the feature, though?
I don't think Taylor's going to feature on anyone's shit, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But she is kind of like she's turning whoever she's collabing with into her style. Like,
yeah, like Brendan Urie.
Yeah,
poor guy.
I know. I mean, she took his balls and ate them, didn't
well,
she?
Well, maybe she's just doing this, like, world tour now because she's, you know, she's got Brendan Urie of Panic at the Disco and now she's talking to. Yeah, exactly. You have to because it's on the video
Marilyn
as well.
Marilyn Manson fame.
Yeah, exactly. And then she'll hit up the lead singer of My Chemical Romance. Who was that? What was his name?
Oh.
I put you on a spot.
Way?
Something. Is that a way? Name? Way?
My Chemical Romance, or was that? Yeah, it was something way. Okay. I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna.
Yeah, you
I'm
have to research this on the lap.
My Chemical Romance lead singer Gerard Way.
Oh, well, you're right. There you go, yeah. Gerard Way. That's not a name you remember though, Gerard.
No,
I wouldn't have picked him for a Gerard.
God, I thought he was hot.
God. What other naughties like punk
naughties.
Bands? Naughties. What other naughty boys from the naughties could she collab with, do you think?
What about this? What was their name?
Oh, my God. We're really great with names today.
I
Fall
know.
Out Boy.
Was it? Yeah, Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
I would tune into that.
Yeah.
if she just... But then I'd also like to see her, like, Celine Dion collab. I feel like...
You just wanted to collab with everyone, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. I do want to see the world crash and burn.
And you think Taylor Swift's going to be the epicenter of that crashing and burning?
100%.
Okay.
And I think she knows what she's doing. She's read the reports that we've only got until 2050.
Yeah, I read that as well. Isn't that worrying?
Yeah, it is worrying.
I always thought I'd be dead before 2050 anyway, so.
Do you think so?
Possibly.
How many? That's 30 years away.
Yeah.
That's not giving yourself a great projection.
No, but I thought I'd only hit like 50-something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you'll be a hot 50-year-old.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm very worried about that. I feel like I'm already losing hair.
Yeah. But, like, I think you'll grow into it. You'll lean into it.
I'm really interested to see what my head would look like if I shaved it all off. But I've got a sneaking suspicion that I'll have, like, more of an egg head and it's not going to suit it. I feel like I've got a point at the back.
Oh, no, like from birth?
I don't know.
How do you ever really know what shape your head is? Because
until you shave it off.
Yeah.
And I'm scared that if I ever did, like, shave it down all the way, that from stress of shaving it down, it would never come back.
Oh, yeah. Because
that's the thing that happens with people.
Don't tempt it.
Yeah, so I'm just going to, like, ride this wave until it literally falls off my head.
Okay, well, you could be a hat man.
Yeah, I love hats. At least they suit my head. I know a few people that does not suit their head whatsoever.
Yeah, my head's a little too big for hats. But okay. Say lovely.
R.I.P. All right, so I need to educate Lisa on a story that's happening because you... Okay. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, shit's happening. Mm. You used to watch it maybe like years ago?
Yeah, years ago.
Where did you kind of jump out?
Oh, my God, very early stages. And I'm also very fair weather. Like, I jump in and out, like, and I'll watch a random episode here and there.
You know some of the faces.
Yeah, I know most of the faces, but I couldn't tell you what they're doing right now.
Yeah. So the big story this week is that Lisa Vanderpump has quit the show.
Why?
And will not be attending the reunion that they're taping. Like, very soon.
That's huge.
It is huge. So we knew this was kind of coming, but it's all been building up. So I'm just going to educate Lisa on what's been happening because it is, got to say, one of the dumbest storylines that's happened on the show that's actually caused all this drama.
Wait, is it something to do with the dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know the name of the dog?
No.
Okay. So this all started with a little dog called Lucy Applejuice.
The full name.
That's the full name of the dog.
On the birth certificate.
Yeah.
Lisa
runs Vanderpump Dogs, which is like a rescue centre for dogs.
Oh, lovely.
And one of her other cast members, Dorit Kemsley.
Yes.
Her husband, PK, manages, I was going to say George Michael, but no, Boy George.
Oh, George Michael does not need to be managed anymore.
No. Boy George.
Yes.
He lives in their house sometimes as well. Anyway, so.
Ew.
Yeah, strange. Dorit adopted Juicy Apple. Lucy Applejuice. Do you know the amount of times I've said this name wrong of this dog? Because it's fucking annoying. Anyway, so they've adopted the dog and the dog has attacked her children and her husband. Has bit them. And they've posted...
that's not funny.
Yeah, they've posted photos to social media of attacks.
The attack.
Or the aftermath, the bloody nose of PK, her husband. Anyway.
God, I love these people.
So... when that happened, she has claimed that she found a woman who was willing to take the dog from her that she thought it was going to a trusted home instead of giving it back to Vanderpump Dogs.
Yeah. But Lisa is aware that the attack has happened.
Lisa is semi-aware.
Does she not believe that it happened?
No. So what happened was is that Dorit apparently gave the dog to this woman that she trusted, but then the dog showed up at a kill shelter.
Oh.
And then Lisa's pissed because Dorit should have just brought the dog back to Vanderpump Dogs if it was attacking the kids instead of it ending up at a kill shelter. But they found the dog. Dog's got a new home. Dog's fucking fine. That's all we need to worry about at the end of the day. Dog's good.
Oh, this is conjuring up some Lena Dunham. Remember her dog?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And everyone was really pissed. What happened there? It was like she said it just started getting like nippy or
Lammy
stuff. And then she
started
just like
biting her. And then they were like, no, Lammy like has gotten deep psychological issues from living with Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
And she gave her back.
Do you think you'd get deep psychological issues from living with Lena Dunham as well?
Of course.
Yeah, I think we all would.
I mean, I'm on Lammy's side here.
Oh, my God. You're a Lammy truther.
I was like free Lammy.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But just back to this fucking dog trial. Anyway, so this was the beginning storyline of the season. So this is all happened
only just the beginning.
This was the beginning of the season. So basically that had happened in just before they came back to filming.
Sure.
And then this is all on the DL. Like, it wasn't really, like, public knowledge at the time.
But it was just being, like, reported in the...
Yeah, like, something... There was, like, the dog thing... Like, people knew the dog thing had happened, but it wasn't really, like, spoken out about what exactly had gone on. It was all kind of between the housewives.
Okay.
What happened was, when they went into the first episode, is that Lisa apparently set up Miss Teddy Mellencamp, Joe Mellencamp's daughter... She's a bit of a bother on the show.
Okay. How old is Teddy Mellencamp?
I want to say early 40s.
Oh, okay. Teddy Mellencamp.
Yeah. She believes she was set up by Lisa to bring up the story on the show about the dog. And then when she did bring up the story about what had happened with the dog and Dorit, is that Lisa kind of stepped back and said, I don't want to talk about this, even though she apparently planted her to be like, we need to discuss this when we come in for filming.
Right.
So can you bring it up? And then Lisa was like, I don't really want to talk about this.
And can I just ask, because a lot going on here.
A lot going on.
I usually like to keep one to two thoughts in my head at all times. So I've got about 18.
Yep.
There's a lot going on. I don't know if you can see my eyes are going quite cross-eyed now, and I don't know what's going on.
Yep.
So what benefit is it to Lisa to plant Teddy Mellencamp to say the story and then pretend like, oh, I don't want to get involved?
Because then Teddy becomes the villain of the season. Like, that's setting up
the
storyline. That is like,
shit.
So you're the one that's stirring shit up.
Right,
I'm
right,
not part
right.
of this. I can keep my friendship with Dorit, but you're the one that's bringing it to life.
Oh my
kind
God.
Of thing.
So she's like, oh, I don't care about the doll. Like, whatever.
Yeah. And
okay,
she was just
great.
Like, yeah. Anyway, so this, I won't go through
she's
everything
nasty.
That happened after that, but basically Teddy turned on her and told all the women, yes, I actually agreed with her that I was going to bring up the story.
Right.
But now she's like stepping back from it. So she's admitted fault I was getting involved in the bitchy shit and I shouldn't,
that
have.
Shouldn't have. Does she have receipts?
She has text messages, but weirdly between two gays that work with Lisa.
Oh, that's not
solid enough.
Solid enough.
Yeah. So
not in the court of Real Housewives. You need... bigger receipts than that, sweetie.
Exactly. So this caused a rift between all the ladies and they all turned on Lisa.
Great.
Because they've said for years now she's been manipulating them.
Has she?
Well, there's receipts of the show. Yes.
Okay.
So it is truth there. So basically what happened after that is they've all kind of turned on her and then she got to a point in the show where she hated all of them. So she's like, I'm not filming with you anymore.
Oh, can she do that?
Well, no. The Housewives, you can't do that because it's about forcing people who don't like each other together.
Exactly.
And she just refused to film with them, but, like, let the crew, like, film her doing stuff on her own.
Or, like, making salads and...
Yeah, but she's gotten to the point of the season where I think they realised we can't use any of this, so they've just cut her out of the show.
And does she mind or...?
Well, no, now she's leaving the show.
Oh, because she's, like, getting enough airtime.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, like, they're not showing my philanthropy and all that kind of stuff. And then she's like, oh, and I won't show up to the reunion because why would I show up to women who don't like me? Like, that's the fucking show.
That's the point.
And that's what we want to see. We want to see all these people that don't like each other get together and be forced to, like, confront each other. Like, that's what you fucking signed the contract for.
I'm sorry. Is she crazy? I mean, no one wants to watch your philanthropy on the show.
No. Like, no one gives a shit. And her fans are fucking psychos. Like, the people that actually support her are delusional. Like, if you just go onto Twitter and search that fucking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills hashtag, you will see a timeline of delusion because there is just Lisa Vanderpump people going, oh, my God, she does so much good for the world. Why are you attacking her like this? Like, it's like they don't understand reality TV. What we're talking about the other week about, like, people not appreciating, like, Roxy Jasenko, as in she brings so much to reality television, she understands, you know, the format and what entertainment is. These people don't understand what entertainment is and don't understand reality TV, and I hate them all.
Guys, I need to stop looking Daniel directly in the eye. I'm at this point terrified, just to set the scene. All of the blood has rushed to his head. The veins in his neck are dangerously close to popping. And there's a fire in his eyes. I'm scared for my life.
I don't like when people disrespect the format. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And she has disrespected it. And then the fact that she feels like she's going out on a high because she's the one going, oh, no, I'm, like, above this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, no, you've signed up for this shit for the past, like, 9 years.
Yeah.
Too fucking bad. You're not above this.
You know what, though? I hate to say this to you, but there's no way Bravo are going to reprimand her for this because she's such a big star for them.
Well, there's
like
rumors.
Vanderpump Rules.
Well, no, there's rumors that she wants to take Vanderpump Rules to a different network. She feels Bravo has disrespected her.
Oh my God. Imagine if she pulled. I mean, she couldn't.
I don't think she could. I don't think she has that power. No. I think she thinks she has the power, but she doesn't.
I kind of love that level of, as I said, the heightened sense of self to think that she can just, like, take out two shows. But, I mean, Bravo would be okay without Vanderpump Rules, but it's,
I love Vanderpump Rules. I love me some Vanderpump.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I actually really enjoy her on Vanderpump Rules, not so much on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She doesn't have the same charisma.
I think she's going to go back for the reunion.
She won't.
You don't think so?
They released a seating plan today. She is not there.
Don't you dare say to me seating plan.
They do it for every reunion. They let you know who's sitting. God. They let you know who's sitting next to Andy, because the two people who sit next to Andy at the reunions are the stars.
Right.
So, you know, like, you know what they say, like, closer to God kind of thing?
Yes.
That's like, the closer you are to Andy, the closer to God, and you're going to stay on the show.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is going on in this world?
It's reality TV. It's gold.
We've made a podcast.
I know.
Sorry.
To talk about this shit.
I know. Okay, so when's this airing?
The reunion's going to be on in probably like a month's time or something, or a bit longer.
And do you think she'll step online and like make comments like once
it
airs?
She's also just, she is one of, she's like, I feel like she's a bit of a troll as well. Like she just like, anyone who compliments her and stuff, she's like replying to them on Twitter saying, yes, thank you, like blah, blah, like all her supporters, all her delusional supporters, I must say.
So she's not going to miss this opportunity to insert herself in the drama, even though she's not physically going to be
there. Yeah, and she
won't
like address the women, but she'll address all the fans agreeing with her, basically.
Okay, well, let's check back in once this airs, because I'm sure you'll have some thoughts, and I truly am
Probably don't want to see. Yeah, you probably don't want to see me react again to this. I just, the final thing is that you just...
Oh, God, he's put his hand up and he's like...
Yeah. You just don't sign up for this shit.
Sure.
You can't get tired of a format that you've been a part of for this long. It's disrespectful.
Okay. No worries, whatever you say.
Stop being scared.
All right. No secrets here. I love Anthony from Queer Eye.
That's not a secret whatsoever.
No secret.
You've met him.
Yeah, I have met him, and he got me a glass of water.
What?
Yeah.
How did he get you a glass of water?
So I was going to interview all of them.
Yeah.
And I walked into the room, and I did this kind of like self-deprecating thing, and I'm like, I have interviewed so many celebs and I am absolutely flipping out right now. I love you guys so much. And he was like, oh, sweetie. And he went and got me a glass of water. And I was like, I'm not actually freaking out. I just like said that. Oh, I'm like, God, a professional.
And the glass was wet and you were wet.
Yeah, absolutely. I took the glass and I just, I poured it all over my genitals and steam just like, just rose on up. And you know what? They said, that's the third person today that's happened to.
I bet.
So it's Pride Month. Mm-hmm. Hope everyone's celebrating safely and colourfully.
No one's really doing it in Sydney, though. It's like Pride everywhere else but here.
Well, people are still coming down from Mardi Gras, aren't
they? Yeah, yeah. So people are still going. Yeah.
Like once Pride March rolls around, everyone's like, ooh, I couldn't possibly. but the internet is celebrating for sure. Anthony has released a video with them. Don't know who them.
I don't know who them is.
He got given a drag makeover.
By Ms. Cracker.
By Ms. Cracker, who I
don't... Do you know? You don't know
Ms.
Cracker?
No, I don't know Ms. Cracker.
She was a season 10 queen on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Did she win?
No, I think she came, I want to say fifth.
Yeah, okay.
But she was good. I enjoy her.
Yeah, I mean, don't come for me, but I wanted her to be a little sassier in this video.
So you want your drag queens to be a stereotype, do you?
Oh, my God. Simmer down. they spoke about... As Ms. Cracker was doing the makeover, they touched on some things.
Just quickly.
Hello.
I think I noticed Anthony is a beautiful man. I'll give him that to begin with.
Absolutely.
No upper lip, I realised when watching this.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
No, because because they were putting the makeup on and everything. What? I was looking and I was just like, shit, he just has no upper lip. Still beautiful.
Will you not be satisfied with near perfection?
I am satisfied. I'm very satisfied.
But, like, he's a gift.
He's a star of many sexual fantasies of mine. I'm just saying I noticed because it was so close up on his goddamn face for so long that he is lacking an upper lip.
But even his imperfections are perfect. Like the dark circles, butthole eyes. Oh my God, the butthole eyes, which he touches on. A really funny moment, Ms. Cracker, he says, oh yeah, on the show, like, look at my dark circles. And she's like, what? I never noticed.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that was the biggest fucking lie. If you said who has dark circles in Hollywood, I would be like, Anthony.
Him. But he wears those butthole eyes beautifully.
It's a badge of honor.
Yeah. But when they were doing the makeover, he spoke about losing his virginity to a much older woman.
Mm-hmm. How much older do you think we're talking?
Well,
because you don't say much older unless it's, you know, a few decades, let's say
he was 16, 17.
Okay.
I want to say, like, maybe in the 40s.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, I was going to say, like, 37. I guess that's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I think 40s.
20 years, his senior.
I want to meet her.
His nanny?
Oh, my God, his mother.
What? Oh, no, sorry. That was wrong. We don't do that. We don't talk about incest on this show.
We don't do that here.
No.
Oh, my God.
This is not it's a safe space, but it's not a space for that.
I think it's because we spoke about my dad's shorts earlier in the show. And
oh, that's... Please don't link things that don't need to be linked right now.
I just got into a weird space. I do apologize. Okay. But yeah, I want to meet her.
I want to meet her as well.
Find who that is. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the finished product?
The thing I got the most joy out of was him seeing himself in the mirror, and you could tell that he loved himself sick.
Yeah.
It was great.
Do you think he's going to do that a little bit more often, or you think that's a one-off?
I feel like it's a one-off. I think he enjoyed it, but I just can't see that happening again.
I guess you've got to leave that to Jonathan Van Ness. He's very much like dipping into that space now on the show. He's wearing a lot more skirts and dresses and heels.
Loves a heel.
Which I feel like they...
Ooh, sorry, that my seat.
Which, you know, I feel like he didn't really do that in the first season because they were worried about, like, the reception of the show.
Yeah.
And then, okay, let's look at this. I'm sorry, I'm just bringing up a picture
here. Side by side.
I mean...
Would you?
Stunning. I'd do both.
Yeah.
I must say that, like, over putting all the makeup over the butthole eyes, it's upsetting to me.
Because that's the feature that you're most attracted to?
I think so. And that little scowl in between his... Oof. Which do you prefer?
I definitely prefer male Anthony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
What was the name of his drag? Avocado? That was it.
Like avocado?
Yeah. Oh, you get it? Yeah. Did you not make the connection there?
I also want to show you...
This is an avocado quen.
This outfit that he wore.
Oh, yeah, like the rainbow one. I was really into it.
Oh, my God. He's just so fucking hot.
Okay. We shouldn't, like, just make this podcast an episode of us looking at pictures of Anthony and just jerking off while the audience listens.
Sorry, I just went to a weird place.
Yeah, well, there's been a few weird places so far in this.
It hasn't just begun. I mean, any more thoughts on Anthony...
Well, no, he was talking about the whole, like, sexual fluidity thing as well.
Yes.
As well, which I thought was quite interesting, saying that he's never really had to come out to anyone because he's just told people, I'm dating this person kind of thing.
And I did find it interesting, like, they were obviously touching on that he has immigrant parents, but, like, they were just...
Oh, when he spoke Polish, I was... Cool. I drenched my seat.
Yeah. I was like, put some pierogies on me. Mm-hmm. Put some sauce on those pierogies and munch, munch.
So poetic.
Yeah. I know. I have traveled. Mm-hmm. I have had pierogies before. So fluidity. I guess it is something that people have been speaking about a lot over the past few years. It's definitely culturally acceptable in the media.
Yeah.
I feel like in Australia we're probably a few leagues behind.
Absolutely.
there is a lot of toxic, deep Australia behaviour still ruminating in this country.
Yeah, and I think anyone who thinks that there is some kind of like fluidity, especially like I think it's culturally acceptable, people think that women do have that ability, but it's almost in a fantasy kind of way. Like, oh, yeah, you can, like, dip in, but you still come back to men kind of thing. And then any man who dips into that world, he's gay.
Yeah. And we've spoken about this before, that there is that double standard. Girls can not have, everyone making comments about them maybe hooking up with a girl and then being in a relationship with a guy.
And we've seen it on, like, Bachelor in Paradise, like, a lot. Like...
queer baiting.
And it's always spoken about in such a disgusting way on those shows as well. And they're always scared to use the word bisexual as well, which they kind of did at the end of the season. They kind of got there once Alora came in. They were like, oh, like they found the word somehow.
Yeah.
But for everyone else, they were just saying like, oh, she likes guys and girls kind of thing. That's the only way they could speak about it. But they finally like discovered the actual phrase by the end of it.
Do you see anytime in the near future one of these reality shows having a storyline where it's a bisexual male going in there?
In Australia, possibly. The thing I do have to say, though, that I am very excited about is that Are You The One, that MTV series, the next season coming back, everyone on the show, it's like a dating show.
Yes.
Everyone on it is sexually fluid.
Yeah.
So that I'm going to be tuning the fuck into because that piques my interest there.
Me too. And I'm super excited and I'm like, I've been waiting so long for a reality show to take that step.
Yeah.
Because that is truly a reflection of what is happening in society.
Yeah.
It's not this like cis, like girls, guys. Like that's why The Bachelor is problematic, even though we will continue to support it on
Absolutely.
This podcast.
And I'll watch the hell out of it.
But you know, that news broke this week, and what worried me is the bigoted comments that came from the public about that. Just along the lines of like, ew, gross, why would I watch this? Like, very small-minded.
I can't stand people. What do you think, just, like, generally with people, like, identifying as, like, sexually fluid?
Yes.
Why do you feel people are so adverse to actually using the word bisexual?
Because it's just been so taboo.
Yeah, do you think? But, like, it seems like people are almost more, like, open to the fact of like using the phrase sexually fluid than actually using the word bisexual? Do you think because there's like too much, I don't know, confusing and like bad stigma around bisexual because people still just don't understand it?
Well, I think that it's an education thing. So I dare say that a lot of people don't even know what the different terms are for the spectrum.
But wouldn't you say that you feel like bisexual does encompass that already though?
Yeah, but I just think that people are uneducated and they don't know how to fit anyone into a category. And you know what? There's that argument where why do you even have to label yourself?
Yeah.
There's people who
are, which is kind of what Anthony was saying as well.
Yeah. And I agree with that. But it's just there's so much that stigma that comes with it. Like There's a lot of growing that people in this country need to do. For example, I'm from the Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. It would be hard, I think, to come out there as bisexual or pansexual.
Yeah.
Because you would have to have a conversation and truly educate people.
And explain to them what it is. Yeah.
When I don't know, that's not everyone's job to have to fully explain themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know, straight people don't have to go into this whole rigmarole when they're having a conversation about who they're attracted to.
Exactly.
Because people just understand that. So I get why people just don't even want to have those conversations and keep to themselves.
Yeah. I feel like people move away from the term bisexual as well because I think they have this weird kind of idea that is this like 50-50 thing. And I think because people don't relate to the whole like, oh yeah, I'm like equally attracted to men as I am to women. That's why people kind of move away from bisexual and kind of move towards like sexually fluid because it's kind of just, they're trying to say it depends on the person. It's not just this actual, like I look out in the world and I see everyone like equally that way.
Yeah. I do really want to see a show that isn't a reality show. I'd love to see a scripted show. And again, we have spoken about this, that addresses bisexuality within men because I think there's a lot out there about women.
Mm-hmm.
And that report came out, like, or it was an article a few years ago, and it said that, men are just as predisposed to being bisexual or having bisexual tendencies throughout history. And it went back into, like, thousands of years ago.
Oh, yeah, it was like Roman times and stuff. A lot of the soldiers were always, like...
Yeah, and there was a lot of fluidity back then, and the bros of this world were incredibly threatened by that article.
Yeah.
And I found that so interesting how it tackled that. And it was just like, yes, it is more accepted for a female to be bisexual than a male.
Yeah.
And I
want to because it's a male like sexual fantasy as well. Like yeah. a straight male's like sexual fantasy is like, oh yeah, two women getting together. So that's why they're so like that's so accepted in society because like it's because society is ruled by straight males.
Yeah.
So that's why it's kind of culturally acceptable in that way. But then the idea of two men, because that's so like gross, I guess, to some straight men.
Yeah.
That's why it's just so panned like amongst yeah. people.
So I'd like to see more representation.
Yeah. There's a show actually called Good Trouble.
Okay.
Which features one of the main characters is a bisexual male.
Mm-hmm.
And it is good representation. Not that they delve too much into...
Are they the lead character? Is it the...
There's two leads of girls, but he's like the main love interest of her. And they do kind of explore that. He's dating a guy when she first meets him and then they kind of start hooking up and stuff. So
okay.
There is some representation out there, but there's few and far between.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say more. Maybe yeah. that can be us.
What's...
Well, we're going to make a show. We're going to...
Okay, yeah, we're going to write something.
We're
okay.
going to write something.
Yeah.
So we better get going.
Yeah. Got to get out of here.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Did we just have like a...
That was the first time we had...
An educated conversation.
That's the first time we've actually had a serious conversation, I feel, on this.
I don't know what happened. I just blacked out.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, where are we?
Were we talking shit or...
Yeah. It's weird how we can start talking about Anthony and drag and then get into something real serious.
And it's... We snapped.
Yeah.
That just happened so quickly. I'm sorry, guys, if that's offended anyone.
I'm so sorry, but sometimes we do have passionate thoughts about things that lie outside of reality TV and trash. We're so sorry that we veered so far off.
I'm so sorry that, look, this is not what you paid for.
Yeah.
we will resume normal programming.
Normal programming as of next week.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. We're going to try and maybe get some more guests back on.
Yes.
You guys loved Wade.
Yeah. Wade's going to come back on.
Yeah, he had sex, guys. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the big announcement. Yeah. He's ended his dry spell that he was
like
talking about.
2 years.
So I feel like, getting him to talk about it
yes.
helped him get over it.
We opened the floodgates.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
So I guess congrats to him, but congrats to us
as well.
Yeah.
So anyone out there, if you're not getting laid, jump on our show.
Yeah, exactly. We'll come and we'll talk you through it.
Yeah.
We've obviously got really big thoughts about sexuality as well, so we can chat through that.
I love that it works for the guests, just not for us.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Dry as the Sahara.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week.
I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you too.
Bye.
Bye.